up? What's up? What's up, y'all? I know it's your stranger, Miss T Nicole. I am back. Ooh, I haven't been on here for a minute, y'all. But, you know, I had to be living life right now. Life has been good to me. But I felt like I need to hop on because I do have a little time on my hands, you know. Because, unfortunately, this new year didn't start off good. But I am blessed. I'm completely blessed right now. I did trip and I fell and I tore my Achilles and I had to have surgery. So I'm stuck in a cast. So I'm limited of what I can do. So all I can do is basically work from home and do stuff and just be humble, sit my ass down, but also work from home and make my bread. So I thought you thought, instead of being in the depressed state that I was for the past 2 weeks, I said, all right, let me get on here because there's so many things that have happened. You know, I've been MIA from on this podcast, you know, because I've just been living and, you know, just having like good experience and stuff. So I just want to say Happy New Year to everybody. I hope you guys will are having a better 2023 than me. But like I said, I'm keeping faithful. Like, you know, everything happens for a reason. Like, you know, I'm learning to not let things get to me and, you know, control my anxiety. So, you know, I'm just looking at the good of it. I'm just happy this is, you know, I got the surgery because, like I said, the surgery is, you know, more quicker to repair. You know, I'm sad that I'm missing out on, you know, I'm not at work seeing a few people, but you know, the love is still there. The money's still there. So I'm just really, I'm just very blessed. So I'm just, basically, I just want to talk, you know, basically, you know, see if I can give word of advice. If people want to chat, you know, let's go. You know I started this podcast to really start snapping, but I just want to say that I'm really evolving into a better woman. As you know, this year I did turn, I haven't done a podcast since August. So, and, you know, October, I turned 31. So I'm trying to really humble myself. So maybe this is a reason why, you know, God always do things happen in mysterious ways. So I'm just humbling myself and just be blessed. And like with this makes me just, you know, made me realize like being in a cast and, you know, unable to do a lot of things make me realize how grateful I am for the things I can do. So when I get better, like I'm not taking anything for granted, like stuff, like little small stuff, I'm not going to stress about, get upset about, because it's like, you know, I feel for people that, you know, are, you know, in a situation where they can't walk, they can't do this, they're not mobile. Like, this really humbled me to so be very, very thankful. So, you know, in this time. So that's one thing. And once I get better, I swear on everything, I am not taking anything for granted. I am going to go out more. Like I said, I told myself that in 2023, I wanted to start like dating myself, like stop waiting for people, you know, for to do plans, do things for myself, make new friends, which I have, but I just want to do a lot of things. So thank God it happened in the winter time because, you know, nothing really pops off in the winter. So hopefully by this, you know, when the warm weather hits again, I'll be cool. But let me just update you what's going on. You know, like I said, when I look back at my podcast, I was just angry, going off on so many people. And I'm not saying I reconnected with a lot of people, but I have, you know, grown to, you know, take accountability of my actions on my part. It's sad that people still can't take accountability on their part. I have great news. Me and my dad did come back together. You know, I'm very thankful. That's why I feel like this is one thing out of a blessing out of this surgery, is that when I needed surgery and I told my grandma, you know, my grandma's best friend, she called my dad and my dad was right on it. He took me to the hospital. You know, he stayed with me till I had to go in. I had to stay overnight and he came, picked me up. He got my son. He's, you know, brought quarters to do laundry. He was very, very helpful in this situation. So I'm very happy to say that, you know, God was tired of me. Because like I said, I was holding in a lot of anger. Y'all know that. I was holding in a lot of anger towards him. But that anger definitely went away because, you know, even though what he did is wrong and knowing him, he's not going to admit, I already know, he's not going to admit when he's wrong or say he's sorry. That's just not in his bloodline. But at the end of the day, I'm not dwelling on anything that happened over more because in my spirit, I feel like he knows he was wrong and, you know, he would never try that again. So it's like, why hold a grudge? Like, I'm just very thankful, like, no matter all the stuff, you know, me cussing him out, saying some hurtful things, even though I had to get it out, that he was able to really step up and be my father. And I think that's all I wanted from him was just to be a father and stop putting me down. Like, you know, I'm 31 years old. I'm a mother. I just don't got time for it. So I'm just really happy to say that me and my dad are in a really better place now. And I'm just thankful. It made me see who's really there for me. Everybody else who used to knock on my door, call my phone, text my phone for this X, Y, and Z, rides this, nobody was there. So they all got cut. Like I already said, and you know, going into the new year, because 2022 definitely was an eye opener. I saw who was there for me and who wasn't. So I just started to, you know, fall back and fade it. But with this, it just really showed like who's there. So it's like, there's nobody that the people that I was there for, you know, it's a no-go. Like they can never ask me for nothing. They can't come to me for nothing. I can't do a lot of stuff. You know, I'm just tired of being used, my kindness being used. Like I have a good heart and I don't mind, but y'all not going to use me. Like there was one situation, let me tell you guys, and y'all let me know if I'm wrong. So I had a friend, right, who she had surgery as well. And, you know, I didn't mind helping her out. That was my girl. But I randomly got a call from her, and she said something about her being at the airport with her dude. Mind you, her dude. First of all, I didn't know that she was able to go traveling if she just had surgery. So I'm sitting here like, okay, she was saying something about her dude. Mind you, I met him, the dude maybe twice. He barely spoke. Don't know her dude from like that. I just know he's a good dude from her previous ex, but still never really, he doesn't really talk. So I get this phone call from her and she's saying that they have to visit his sick mom and they're stuck at the airport and both of their credit cards wasn't going through to rent a car. So they wanted me to send them money. Which I, like, come on now, you're not going to come, okay? First of all, number one, both y'all credit cards are declined. And then you want me to send you money. So if I send you money, how is that going to be happening? Your cards are declining. She's talking about she has the cashier, but there's no banks open. Right there, I already knew that was BS. So then I was like, well, how much is it? So then I heard her talk to her boyfriend. And he said something, and then she said $660. I was like, I don't have that. Are you serious? Like, I'm a whole single mother out here. Like, it don't matter, like, if I'm making bread or not because I'm out here because I dance and shit. Like, just because I make a good amount of money doesn't mean I got $600 to give. Girl, like... When did you ever break bread like that? Every time I want to make plans with you, you always cancel. But for you to even think that it was okay for you to ask me, especially when you was with your dude. Now, that is sad because my dude would never have, if something was wrong, like unless it was emergency. But my thing is you had surgery. You had surgery and... You wasn't supposed to travel, so that's not my fault. I don't know your dude, and I don't know his family. No disrespect, but that's not my responsibility. So then I like letting her know, like, no, and I said I don't have that in my account, which I did, but I had stuff to do. So she's trying. So when I told her I didn't have it, she had the nerve to sit here and, you know, the entitlement people have. She had the nerve to say, well, can you send me what you got? And then I got cash for you. I'm like, you're somewhere ever. So you expect me to give you all of my money that I got going on. And I have to, you know, go to work. I got gas. I got stuff to do. I mean, I shouldn't have to explain. What I do with my money is my money. I got bills. And it's just a single mother. So you're sitting here and you're with your dude. That's not my responsibility. So when she did that, like, that really fucked up my head. I was like, oh, she got me effed up. So I haven't talked to her since, because I just felt like she was way out of line for that. Because everyone knows me. I'm very, very prideful. When I'm struggling, I don't like to ask nobody for help. It makes me feel low. It makes me feel down. Like, I don't know. It just makes me feel insecure. So it's just like, I don't ask people for nothing unless it's really like, you know, really, really, I really do. But I never asked anybody for that big amount of money. So I was just like, wow, like, wow. So I just haven't spoke to her since, because at the end of the day, like, I'm also learning not to argue with people, go back and forth. Like, some stuff, you know, I'm human. So, I mean, I'm not perfect. I told myself I'm not going to let people run my emotions, and I'm working on it, but I'm doing so much better on it, like, so much better. So I chose not to even, you know, speak on it. She called me back and I didn't say anything, you know. She called me back and I didn't even answer, because I was just so, like, in disbelief of what she did. So anyway, like I said, I was just like I couldn't believe it. And I was like, am I tripping? So, you know, everything that happened, I go to my grandma, because my grandma is my best friend. And I'm like, am I tripping? She's like, no, how dare she? Like, they, you know, that's not a friend. Like, I swear, like, that's why I'm working on moving. Because, like I said, the other podcast y'all saw me, it said let them have it, because, you know, I basically fell off with a lot of people in this complex who just got nothing better to do. Like, I bother nobody, and they just, for some reason, they always want to pick beef. It's like, it's drama. So, long story short, like, I don't fuck with none of them. Like, you know, I spoke my piece to everybody, last one of them. Like, at the end of the day, like, I'm not about to be bullied. Y'all the same motherfuckers that were you was users. And like I said, y'all never came to 25. I opened the door to many to come to number 25 to settle shit. No one has done it. So since no one done it, it's like, all right, when I see you, just keep it going. And it's good. I don't see nobody. You know, like I said, that one situation that I was with Angela Pollard, yeah, she hurt my feelings the most. And I tried to reach out to her to let her know my feelings. And, you know, she's talking about, oh, I can't read all this. I'm like, yeah, because you know you're wrong. What you did was on some fucked up shit and some weird shit. So you know you was wrong, but it's all good, because I really believe God takes people out your life for a reason. And God obviously, you know, took her out my life for a reason. And but the only thing is, I'm no longer questioning. I was questioning it, but I was learned to not question God. So it's like, I'm really by myself out here. And, you know, that's fine. Like, I'm making new friends. Shout out to my Creekside babies. They are my family. They are my family. I love it. Like, you know, they're the ones that check on me. They're the ones that hit me up. They're the ones that show love. You know, I just feel in 2023, like, I do want to watch who I call your friends. I have associates. But I do want to meet people with good vibes, good energy, that, you know, are about, like, involving in life. You know, I do plan on relaunching Sayer's business this year. Me and him also are doing a mommy son thing. You know, I've been cooking more, so I want to kind of do a cooking thing. So once I get healed better, like, you know, me being down, I'm able to brainstorm, write, and do a lot of stuff and concepts, brainstorming. So just watch out. There's stuff coming. So I'm just really blessed about a lot of stuff. Like, I'm not even mad. Like, another big thing that happened to me, October 18th, 2022. The battle with Alexander, the deadbeat, is finally over. I won sole custody of Sayer, and he lost his legal rights. And basically, it's a little secret, but I'm not going to say too much, but I am in the process of legally changing his name. Well, first dropping Winslow completely, because I feel like, you know, Sayer is 13 and he did make that decision. And I feel like, you know, I said, you know what, because of his family being so narcissistic and, you know, his whole family blocking him, and you keep using me as excuse not to do that and just hurting an innocent child. I'm like, no, because when my son makes it, because my son want to go to LSU. So when my son makes it, I don't want him to carry the name where they can come to him and be like, oh, blah, blah, blah. No. So I am dropping Winslow. I'm in the process of that, doing that now. And also, I do have somebody who is legally adopting Sayre, but that's a hushy hush. I will make that announcement when it comes. But at the same time, I'm very blessed that this person has stepped up to be that father figure, even though Sayre is hurting because he's older and he feels like, well, my dad never fought for me. My dad blocked me. Like, all I wanted to do was love my dad. I wanted him to love me. That's all the same feelings he's going to have. So I'm luckily, you know, I have him in therapy so he can get through his emotions. You know, it's not fair. You know, children didn't ask to be here. And, you know, it's sad because, like I said, I regret every day. Like, I don't care. Till the day I die, I regret that I had a baby by him. Like, as y'all know, I lost Ryan, my friend Ryan. And it's like, he didn't even make it to see his son turn two. And he loved his son so much. And then it's like, you got people like Alexander Walken living. Like, I don't wish death on him because I don't want that to block my blessings. But it's like, why are good fathers losing their lives and these deadbeats like him are still walking and breathing? But anyway, I'm over that situation. Like, I'm so over fighting with his family. Like, I just recently, his cousin recently reached out to me about some BS regarding my son. I guess, you know, was speaking on, I guess he was lashing out, like telling his little cousin of his hurt, and her little cousin went to his, and then of course the grandmom sister gonna say that don't sound like Sayre. First of all, what that pissed me off, which I had told the cousin in a polite way, like, y'all they block Sayre. It's been 2 years since Sayre seen them, talked to them anywhere. Like, how y'all know what's going on with my son? Y'all not here every day. Y'all not the reason. Like, y'all are the problem. Like, yeah, that right there is the reason why Sayre to act the way he is. Y'all are the problem. And that's why I got full custody, and that's why I'm dropping his last name. Now, his cousin wants to, you know, try to bring them together. That's fine, because like I said, you know, I know Sayre loves his grandma, but like I said, she's a grown woman who decided to put her pride in front of, instead of to her own blood and hurting him. Me, I took accountability of my part, and I'm no longer gonna keep taking accountability. I'm no longer apologizing. This woman has done a lot, said a lot, and I'm not dealing with it. That family is nothing to me. Like I said, I still will be the grown person and allow Sayre to, you know, see her if she ever gets her mind right. But as far as communication, no, keep that same energy. You disrespected me way too many times. I don't fuck with y'all. At the end of the day, if y'all do have a communication, Sayre does have another side of the family that they took him in as his own, as a grandchild, aunt, you know, aunt, uncle, all of them. So he has other family. But like I said, but the good heart of me will, like, you know, if his cousin and his aunt are going to try to bond him, then so be it. But, you know, he loves his grandma. That's all I say. But as far as Alex, the deadbeat, my son made it clear, like, he wants a relationship with his grandma and his uncle, but he does not want a relationship with Alex. So we're just going to dead that. Like I said, I'm not arguing with them no more. Like, shoot, the other day, I recently talked to his baby mom, Denisha, the one I was going off about. Because like I said, you know, I got too many blessings that going on. 2022 has been such a good year, and I want 2023 to be even better despite me being in a cast. I just want to let go of all the issues and anger. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm writing everybody. There's certain people that I just, my spirit, like, I feel like God is telling me just to reach out. And other people, like, hell no. So I reached out to his baby mom just to be a woman, because it showed my maturity and my growth And also to let them know, like, stop using me as an excuse why y'all not there for my son. Because at this point, I don't care. I got sole custody. He lost his rights. He's about to get legally adopted. We're in that process. So just leave it alone. But I was able to, I did apologize to her on my end, because that was grown to me, because she did lie on me and try baby mama drama. But you know what? I said, look, I don't got no issue with you. At the end of the day, despite that my son don't want nothing to do with his dad and he lost his rights, at the end of the day, our kids are still, you know, brothers. So I don't have no issue with you. I hope you live your life. At the end of the day, I apologize, but I let her know we all played a part in the situation, and you all just have to understand, like, an innocent child who didn't ask to be here is hurting, and it's not fair. So I said, but like I said, I want to clear the air. I want to apologize on my part and take accountability on my part, and to know that it's a new year. I'm moving on. Like I said, I'm not trying to be all bestie friends with you, but I would like to apologize on my behalf and just let go of everything. Because at the end of the day, I'm not arguing with anybody on that side of the family. I'm not even arguing with your baby dad no more. Like, there's nothing. I got what I wanted, so there's nothing for me to, you know, even go back and forth with him. Like, I refuse to go back and forth with that family. Like, I was even mad, like, when I was talking to the cousin, that she sent me a post that the grandma stole my pictures. You know, I have a photographer, and he did some dope Christmas picture and birthday pictures for my son. And for some reason, for someone who blocked my son and do all this extra stuff and has so much shit to say about me, she took my son's pictures that I got professionally done by my dope photographer, Top Notch. Shout out to Top Notch. And she took it off my page and posted it, like, saying happy birthday. But yet, you couldn't do it yourself. You didn't reach out. You didn't do nothing. You didn't say happy birthday. And the lines of communication is open, but that her thing is saying I blocked. So when my son saw that, he felt some type of way. He was like, this is the second birthday she didn't say happy birthday to me, but go to take my picture. Now that was really fucked up. Like, but see how God's working. I didn't hit her up cussing her out. I just told Bianca, I said, that's really corny. I said, she took my pictures, number one, which I don't like. And then she said happy birthday, like Sayer was going to see it. And she didn't even communicate, not even a text or nothing, but on social media. That's just dead wrong. I said, and this is why I don't want to be bothered. And this is why, and this is the issue that we have now. She agreed, so we just left it alone as that. So, but you see, growth, maturity, you know, growth and maturity. You know, I'm working on it, because, you know, this week I did have to, you know, come at a few people. I had to come at my godmother because she did some foul stuff. So I had to, but that was coming because, you know, that was stuff building up that she does that I just don't like. And it was built up, and I just felt like, regarding my surgery and me needing the help, and you know, I don't have family support. And then when I ask her, it's always an attitude. And then when I go and ask the church, and she talk about I'm going behind her back. Well, it used to be my church. I will never step foot in that church. But the same church that I got baptized, my son got baptized, where I pay my tithes, and I just ask for help, not even money, just a gift card or something. Because like I said, the money that I have right now, you know, I gotta have it stretched, you know, while I'm down. I'm like, don't get me wrong, I'm getting my profit from the business that I run, but still, I'm not actively there. So, of course, I just went to the church just to ask, you know, to save money. So, so just to stretch, you know, just, you know, because like I said, you know, it's nothing like being there, but I want to save all the money I have. Because I don't want to touch my money. So all I ask, like, that's my church. That's my supposedly my church family. So if I'm going to be like, do y'all have extra toiletries or something, so I don't have to touch my money, so my money can go to my bills and my branding and all that other stuff, and make sure my son is okay, or if anything happens, emergencies, because I'm down right now. That's all. Didn't ask them to write me no check or nothing. Like, and she go behind my back talking all this craziness and saying this and that. And instead of her being my aunt, she was trying to say, like, I was embarrassed her asking her, going behind her back. Like, she was really showing her ass in front of the deacon, and not that right there was like, okay, yeah, you're supposed to be my godmom, and you say you if that's how you feel, you should have stepped up. Because sure enough, I did ask her a couple days before if my Uncle Dean, her husband, who basically my grandma raised her husband, and my grandma can't stand her, his wife, because my grandma thinks she's too bougie, because she act like she's bougie, like she not from 22nd and Lehigh, like she not from North Philly, and she don't know her roots, and she thinks she better than everybody. That's why, to be honest, the rest of my family don't fuck with her. But they love my Uncle Dean, because like I said, and my Uncle Dean, you know, was great, because like I said, he respects my grandma. My grandma basically raised him. Like, go to my grandma's house and you will see my uncle in all the photo albums. Like, he was family. He was truly family. So at the end of the day, I don't know, it's just like the more crazier she gets. So when we was on that three-wheel with the call digger, she was showing her butt. So I had to I really was trying my best. But when she just kept going and just yelling, getting hyping, and just making a demeanor, like saying that I was trying to take church for the money, and then she had the nerve to say that she stands on my son don't need a haircut. And mind you, my son hadn't had a haircut in 3 weeks, and he was woofing. And then sitting here saying that, oh, I'm just worried about stuff I want. It's not all about you and what you want. I'm like, sweetie, do you know I've been making money every weekend? Every weekend I'm bringing home racks and racks and racks of money. Are you serious? My bills are paid, and I get, yes. And sure enough, yes, anything I want, I do get, because I pay for it. Anything my son wants, he gets, and more. So what are you saying? So at the end of the day, how dare you? Like, I get what I want. And I said, when the last time I asked you for help? Let's be specific. I've been stopped asking for help, because when I was struggling and I used to ask for help, it was always an attitude. Always an attitude. I mean, I swear on everything, it was always an attitude. Like, so I'm just sitting here like, and from there on, I said, okay, I'm not going to ask you for anything. I'm going to make it, you know, I'm going to make a way. And as a strong, independent, single mother, I always make a way. You know, it may be tough, but I always make a way. So for her to say I went behind her back, no one went behind your back. I go to that church. Well, I won't step foot in that church no more. But that was petty. So she had to get told off. And then what other happened? Oh, I was at the supermarket with my cousin. She was helping me food shop. And my sister-in-law, you know, she kind of, you know, got a little hype over a text message, because she asked me for some money, which wasn't a big deal. I was just a little upset because she knew I did have surgery. So I'm just like, why would you sit here and ask me for money knowing that I have to, you know, I just had surgery and I got to handle my situation over here. So I called my brother and, you know, I told him the same thing. And I guess he said something to her because he didn't know. And then she, you know, texts my phone with the BS. So I just had to let her know. I said, watch who you talking to. I said, it ain't even a big deal. She said a few things like she was out of the pocket. And it was like, who the fuck is you talking to? Those are fighting words. But you lucky I'm down. I said, you at the end of the day, you asked me for money. I don't have it. Yeah, I felt some type of way, but it wasn't a big deal. And like I said, though, I didn't go behind your back. I called John to let him know, like, look, I'm not y'all responsibility. Like, I don't have the money. I'm down right now. So can y'all not? I don't have it. That was for both of y'all. She was saying all this stuff. So I had to really kind of check her real quick. I mean, I love her and all, and we cool. And she ain't never said anything back because she knows she was wrong, because that was stupid. But I had to let her know, don't ever come text me off my phone like that and disrespect me and all that other stuff. Because you did ask me for money a few times. And did I make it an issue? No, I gave it to you. That's what I'm saying. Like, having a big heart right now is just crazy. Like, and then if you speak on something because you feel some type of way, even though you don't, and I didn't, I just felt the type of way because, you know, I'm just out of surgery right now. And I got to figure out, you know, I'm worried about my household right now. And you just say that, of course, yeah, I felt some type of way, but it wasn't at a point where, oh, I was, you know, I left it alone until she sent me that text. So I had to check her real quick. So, but like I said, I'm not perfect. I'm still working on myself, you know, I just want people just to leave me alone. But I'm just glad that God removed all the people that in my life. I'm at, you know, I'm not like I said, it's sometimes it get lonely, but I'd rather be alone than deal with the drama. Like, I swear to God, like, you know, I had to go into hiding for a while, you know, after the situation, you know, with my ex, you know, that situation, it was embarrassing. But I'm just really can say, like, I am in a really, really good place right now in life. Like, despite how I feel, yes, I was going through a depressing moment, you know, being in this cast, but I just feel like God got me. God has my son. We're doing good. And just continue to pray and have faith, because I have to look at the good things. I'm blessed. I got my place. You know, I'm able to live a lavish life that I always wanted. Now I'm just focusing on moving and doing what I have to do, starting a family. You know, that's all I'm focused on. So I'm truly, truly blessed. And like I said, the biggest thing is, you know, getting the full custody of my son, me and my dad, you know, being, you know, coming together. But there's still people I don't want to make amends with. Like, I don't want to make amends with my two sisters, Devin or Antoinette. Devin especially, hell no. Hell to the no. Because her true colors really showed out. And I can't fuck with bitches like that. Because if it comes to a point that I want to throw hands, then yeah, it's best that I stay away from you. Like, I really, like, any pictures of her that I had, like, I really put that shit in my sink and I burnt it. And then she had the nerve over the summer to try to come to me with a fake apology. And she didn't want to take no accountability of nothing. Like, she just basically said fuck the whole situation. So, obviously, like, girl, like, your apology don't mean nothing. Like, you not understanding what you did is wrong. So, we can't move forward because you're a two-faced bitch. You lied. You went to my older sister. She went to my other sister saying that I was talking shit about her. And, like, no offense to my older sister, but she don't come up to mine. Like, I tell my grandma everything, and she don't come up to mine. And the times we did talk about her, it was just, you know, it was just a not talking shit, but just basically me and Devin had our opinions, and we both said it, not talking shit. So it's like, you just used what I said when you was talking, and you was going and telling her that I was talking all this mess. So, I just was like, wow, like, you just really showed your ass, and then you want to give me that little dry ass apology, but not take accountability. I'm like, I'm good off of you. You fake. You showed your true colors. Every time I talk to you, you would tell my business and twist it around. So I don't trust you. So to fuck with her, like, you didn't give a fuck about my situation. You turned around. You was going around. You laughed in my face and on the phone to talk about da da da. Then you call internet. Then, like, Devin's full of shit. Believe her. Like, she's full of shit. Like, that's a relationship I will never want to deal with her, because, like I said, if I see her, I will really want to lay hands on her. Like, and I know I'm trying to be a good person, but yeah, she's definitely the person that I would say if I see her, I will lay my hands on her. On my own blood, I will lay my hands on her, because she got me fucked up. As far as Antoinette, because it wasn't so severe, it's just how the whole situation went down. Like, you know, she really was never in the part of our lives. Like, I talked to her. Yeah, she did a thing. She helped potty train my son. But when it came to certain things, it was like, I mind my own business. And it's like, for her and my sister to gang up on me, like that, like I said, that shit was corny as fuck. So it's like, keep that same energy. Like, you know, I let it go, but doesn't mean I want to fuck with you. I don't want to have a relationship with you. I know she keeps going through Sayer saying, tell your mom I love her. And it's like, I got nothing to say. There's nothing to say. I said what I had to say to her, because I feel like it was fucked up how she said that someone called her and let her know about the fight and that it wasn't true. And I just feel like real sisters, you know, those are not my sisters, because if, you know, when I went through my situation and I was in the bed depressed, crying, you know, going through back and forth phone calls with the detectives, the DA, y'all should have had my back. But instead, y'all going behind my back saying it wasn't true. Y'all should have been my sisters and just been like, because there were situations with both of them, with their dudes. One was an ex dude, one with her baby dad. There was a situation, and I'm like, what's up? You want me to come? Like, everyone knows I'm the feisty fighter, sister. Don't play with me. Like, I'm fighting first and ask questions later. Like, I'm not going to sit here and investigate, you know, BS. If something happens to my blood, I'm going to do it. But unfortunately, those two don't have that mindset. So I just feel like that's sad, because when I was going through that, I had my cousins, I had, you know, my Facebook friends, my Instagram friends. They all was out. They all came and checked on me. My cousin slept with me for 2 days while I was depressed. Then I had motherfuckers, my cousins, all of them was on the streets looking for Corey. They was looking for him. But my two blood sisters was on some nut shit. They didn't have my back. So it's like the damage is done. Like, y'all, like, that's no sisterhood to me right there. So it's like, that's something I don't feel like mending. Like, I let it go, but I'm not a fake person. Like, they can, for some reason, they can go through a lot of bullshit and fuck with people that did them wrong and still be cool with them. I'm different from them. Once you fuck me over, like, and I gave, especially Devin, there was like, and Antoinette, there was quite a few times they did some fuck shit to me, and I let it go. But once you keep doing fuck shit, I can't be fake. Like I said, I have family members. I'm not gonna be fake. If I see you, I'm not gonna speak to you. Like, I don't like you. I'm not gonna be fake. Like, so, okay, you know, love you, whatever. It's not even, I mean, I love her from a distance, but at the end of the day, she still owe me around. Like, she owe me hands, and maybe we, you know, Devin, she definitely owe me some hits, and maybe I'll get over it. But as far as that, nah, I'm good. Like, I don't give a fuck. I don't ask about her. I don't like when my grandma even bring her up. I'm like, don't bring her up. I can care less about that girl. I'm like, please don't bring her up. Like, because like I said, I was really pissed off and angry. I really took all our pictures of us when we pictures, and I really put them in my sink, and I lit them bitches on fire, and I recorded it and sent it to her. So that shit should show you, like, I'm not trying to mend anything. Like, you was really wrong, and then you can't take accountability. So I'm good. And I don't know what is up with everybody in this day and age. It's like nobody wants to take accountability of their motherfucking actions. Like, I don't get it. Like, I do, like, I have to say, even though I really don't trust Denisha, like, even though I don't really don't care because we have no friends, like, I do respect that she took accountability on her part of the stuff that she did. Like, I like that. Like, that's why I like people that take accountability. Like, you know, I like people that do that. Like, I'm not sitting here. I know I've done a lot of shit. I did a lot of fucked up shit, and I could take accountability. There's nothing me, like, I'm not even going to explain myself. I'm going to explain myself, but if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm not going to go back and forth with you. But at the same time, if you're coming at me, like I said in my old podcast with my neighbor who was saying all this crazy shit, like, you sound real crazy. I'm not taking accountability for nothing. You're not going to try to tell me how I live. Like, you're not going to throw stones at me when you got your own shit going on. So, but I am a real woman. I'm a mother, and I'm growing. You know, I like I said, I'm a living testimony. I've been through so much hurt, so much pain, you know, a lot. And there, like I said, there was times I'm surprised I'm still here, because there was times I really wanted to, you know, just take my own life. But God has different plans. You know, God put a son in my life to keep me strong, even though he's 13 and he's irking the shit out of me. These teenage stages, I cannot take. I'm ready to fight him every day. I went through his phone. Some girl sending him some crazy pictures. He talking about, I couldn't hold it in. I told her to take a plan B. I'm looking like, he's telling me he's not sexual active, even though I found condoms and he's telling me. But I'm going to tell y'all something. I feel like I'm going to be a young grandma. I mean, I'm not wishing down that, but it's just like, just the simple conversations we have, like, he is so motivated to be a good dad because Alex fucked him up so bad. Like, he just said, he said, like, because basically, okay, I ordered some stuff so he can redo his room, and he asked if he can do it again. And I said, why are you hiding some stuff? Because every time I go in his room, like, it's some mess, and I'll be laying hands on his ass, and it's a war. And he was like, no, because I feel like I'm going to have kids and I'm going to have to do this. I want to learn. So I'm like, oh, all right. And this is not the first or second time. Like, he always talks about, like, how he's going to be a kid and do this and do that. I mean, you know, he's going to have this, be a dad. Like, you know, and it's like, you know, it's really passionate for him. But I'm like, You're still 13. You're still in middle school. I need you to get to high school, go to football, go to LSU. Don't, you know, I need you to do your future. But my spirit is telling me he's going to make me a young grandma, which I'm going to accept because I lost my virginity at a young age. I had a child at a young age. So I want to dare to do what I went through when I got pregnant. At the end of the day, because then at the end of the day, like, I'm not condoning it, you know, I'm really, really want my second child, and people keep making fun of me. They was like, you're probably gonna be a grandma before you have your second child. I'm like, oh, fuck y'all, like, but at the end of the day, I'm always gonna ride for my son. Like, my son is my everything, and I'm always ride for my son, even though I'm always beating his ass, or we fighting in here, and I'm ready to fuck his ass up, because he just want to be lazy and doing what he want to do. And all the nut shit, you know, I'll still ride for my son. So, but I love his mindset. Like, he really is particular. And I keep telling him, I said, you don't have to prove yourself. I know you're going to be a good dad. Like, you're going to be 1,000 times better than that man. You will never be no Alex. You already at 13 years old, better than that man. Like, you're a young entrepreneur, got your own business, was on TV. Shit, your father can Google your ass and you on Google. So, you already doing good. I know it hurts, but just keep that mindset. You good. He plays football. He does wrestling now. He's about to play baseball. Just keep him active. Like I said, I have a behavioral therapist. So, I'm doing my best over here as a mom. So, I'm just, you know, I'm living my best life. Like, I'm just so happy, you know. Like I said, I had to go MIA, cut off a lot of people, and it was for the better. Like, I like being alone. So that's why I said, like, I can't wait till I get myself back to normal so I can start taking myself out on dates. Despite, you know, me trying to start a family, I still want to, like, do things on myself. I'm tired of waiting on people. That's why I wasted a lot of my time, because waiting on people, you know, let's go here, and then they just be on BSing. Like, I'm done with people BSing me for this new year. Like, If you about it, you about it. If you're not, you're not. I'm telling you, people have wasted my time for so long. People wasted my time all of 2022, even though I had fun. They wasted my time. Like, I'm being really petty. You waste my time, I'm just blocking you. Like, let me tell you how petty I was. So, all the people that, you know, used to text my phone and ask me, like, for rides and stuff. I mean, I was looking for, you know, help, you know, with certain things when, you know, I had to get my surgery or stuff. And they all no phone calls. And then maybe a couple days later, I get something and it was lies. I didn't even answer. I was like, block. Like, that's how petty I am. And I don't give a fuck, because at the end of the day, I feel like it's really nutty, because now all of a sudden, y'all could knock on my door, y'all could call my phone, you could text me, can I take you here, can I do this, and I was there, I did it, and now when I need y'all know. So I was like, yeah, I'm being petty, fuck y'all, I'm like, block, y'all not gonna keep using me. So I'm not doing the one-sided shit this year. No, if you there for me, I got you, but if you not, I'm done. So yeah, I done blocked a couple people. There's a couple people that, you know, said, oh yeah, we can do X, Y, and Z, let's do this, and I'm like, I'm down, let's what's up. Then when it comes down to it, they want to flake out. I'm like, all right, cool, block. Like, I'm not doing that this year. Like, call me petty, whatever, but I'm not wasting my time. I feel like I wasted too many of my years. I feel like I could have been more accomplished now. I already explained this on my podcast many a times, that I put others before myself. I put friendships, relationships. I put so much before myself that it drove me crazy, like having spasm attack, just anger issues, going crazy, like spazzing. Like, I don't want to be that girl no more. Like, I don't want to spaz. Like, it's like, I don't want nobody to control my emotions no more. So it's like, you want to BS, you want to be on some nut shit, like, I'm not about to argue with you. I'm about to block you. I'm not about to argue. Either you want to fight or not. And at this point, I'm 31. I'm not fighting unless someone comes to me and I have to defend myself, or you play with my son. I gave plenty of chances for these bitches in this neighborhood to, you know, come to my door and let's settle it. We don't even have the cops involved. We can walk to the woods, do what we got to do. I gave these bitches plenty of opportunities. They don't want to do it. So it's like, you see me, I'm going to keep going, get in my nice-ass car that I bought. Yeah, you know, I told y'all I bought me a nice-ass car off the lot. Walk to my car, be out, keep it moving. And that's it. You come home, come in my house, and that's it. Don't say shit to me, and I don't say nothing to you. Don't look my way. Period. Point blank, period. Y'all had the opportunities, y'all didn't. I'm 31 now. I'm a mother. I'm growing. I'm evolving. I'm not fighting nobody. Y'all had the opportunity, and I'm good. So, like I said, I'm very proud of myself. Like, you know, it's life. So, if anyone's out there, don't let anybody discourage you, because this is a part of life, you know. We all make mistakes. Things happen in our life that change us, you know. Even though, like I said, the whole situation with my ex on the bus, that was the most embarrassing and most humiliating thing that ever happened to me. But now I look back on it and just be like, you know, it is what it is. I'm glad it happened. It had to happen to finally end the toxic things. It's like, I don't even have no bad blood with him. Like, you know, I honestly don't think about him. He's out of sight, out of mind. I just found out, like, a few months ago, because, like, I don't even see none of his coworkers no more. Like, I don't go in the city. I don't ride the bus with nobody anymore. Like, I really, like, fell all the way back. Like, you know, I needed just, you know, to bring my peace. So, someone hit me up on Facebook just to say how I was doing. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. And they was saying how they heard about the situation. I said, yeah, I'm so over that. And they let me know, well, he don't work there. He done moved somewhere far. And I'm like, oh, okay. Don't care. Best of luck. Best wishes. Like, because I'm not looking backwards. I'm moving forward, you know. Good riddance to him. I'm over that situation. I'm over all my past relationships. You know, I'm just over. I'm moving forward. And that's it. So, like I said, don't let, you know, people like to use your past against me. And I look at them like, for what? Like, I don't understand why people like to use your past against you. You know what you did. It's all about you taking accountability and moving forward. You know, I don't have time for it. So don't be discouraged, y'all. I just wanted to get here and just share, you know, my moments of 2022. It was blessing. You know, the loss was Ryan. And I can't believe next month will be a year. I miss him so much. I miss his texts. I miss his... Oh, he was the one when I was mad I could talk to. I could literally talk to him for hours. Like, we would be talking, it's like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. And he would be the one to calm me down. And he's no longer here. So I really think because of him, because life is too short, I just live my life, like, peaceful. Because you never know when your time is going. I don't want to leave this earth, like, with drama, angry at people, just all the nut shit. If I leave this earth, I want to be able to be happy, be able to do things with myself and whatever. And all that, you know. Also 22, you know, I was living my best life, you know, sitting courtside at the Sixers game, getting box seats at the Eagles game, you know, traveling to Florida, you know, traveling more, doing things like stuff, you know, just living that my life that I finally lived, because, you know, I was either scared or, you know, like I said, I was putting other things other people's first and not doing what I want to do. And I did a leap of faith. Yes, I dance. So what? Yeah, I do dance. And guess what? I love it. Not only, it's not about the money. It's because I built a family of people who respect me and love me. Like, that club treats me good. Like, I'm out right now. They still holding me down. Got my locker down, still holding it down. And also it built my self-confidence. As you know, I was very, you know, I had low self-esteem of myself because I was hearing it all the time. I wasn't thick enough. I wasn't that enough. But now it's like, okay, I'm on that pole. I'm dancing. And, I got people saying how beautiful I am and all that other stuff. It just built my self-confidence, because I never would have thought that I would be dancing. That shit was that shit is a funny story. Like, I tell everyone, it was like, I didn't come in here just to audition. Like, last year after the holidays, like, okay, so I brought in 2022 with COVID. Now I brought in 2023 with a tour of Keely. So I'm praying that the rest of the year go by good, because that's just how the rest of the year went when I had COVID real bad last year. Then the rest of the year went by really beautiful. But anyway, so I got COVID. My son got COVID, and a few of my associates got COVID. So we was sick as hell. So when we started getting better, I remember we were texting like, "We gotta go out. We gotta go out. Let's go out." It was dead cold. We did not care. We just wanted to get out the house. So we end up going to that strip club. So we was turnt the fuck up. When I say we was turnt up, I mean me and my girlfriend, we was on the tip rail twerking with the dancers. They was on there. We was slapping asses. We was just having a ball. And, you know, of course, we recorded where we was at. And then in that page, they hit us up. And it was like, y'all was real turned up. What would y'all, you know, y'all should come audition. I said, when do you audition? They said, yeah. I told my friend, shoot, you know, it's a new year. I want to live a spontaneous life. I want to try it. So I went and auditioned, and I didn't think I was going to get hired, like, at all. I just went. I didn't know what I was doing. I was wearing some, I wasn't even wearing dance shoes. I was just wearing regular heels with a little lingerie outfit, and I just was didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I was scared as hell. I was shy as hell, but I did what I had to do, and then when I got off, it was a Friday. I will never forget. And my manager, my sexy Italian Vinny, who I love so much, he was like, okay, you want to stay? And I looked at him like, huh? I could stay tonight? I could work? He was like, yeah, you could start. He showed me around. And then I've been there ever since. Like, my one-year anniversary is coming up. Actually, next week is my one-year anniversary that I was there. So, I mean, I built a family, a community. Like, you know, there's no girls in here that I have beef with. Like, I get along with all the girls. You know, we're all family. We don't play that drama shit. So, it's like, you know, I learned. It's a different experience. Like, it's like I'm finally living for tea. Like, I'm doing things that I want to do. Like, I'm living for tea, and I'm not living for nobody else. I'm not living for no nigga. I'm not living for anybody. I'm not worried about what people got to say. I'm just living for me, and it feels so fucking good. And I'm sad it took me all these years to realize it, but, hey, it's better now than later, and I'm so thankful. Like, so I'm just evolving from here. Like I said, using this money, I'm also, it's not just using just this, because like I'm 31, I'm not trying to do this shit forever. So I'm using this money to invest into my business, also take my ass to real estate school so I can invest in more businesses and buildings. I'm doing a lot of things, you know, also, you know, Sire's business. Like, I'm just on business grind mode. Yeah, I'm on that pole. But at the end of the day, I got my thing, but I'm having a fucking fun, and it makes me in it, and it's doing what makes me happy. So at the end of the day, judge your mama, because at the end of the day, I ain't fucking for no money. All I have to do is shake my ass, get on that pole, and do some dances, but I ain't doing no extras. So at the end of the day, I'm thankful. God has been really good to me, and I want to continue to stay prayed up. I want to continue to stay, you know, positive. Even though things happen in life and I feel discouraged, I try to stay positive because God has been really good, and I just want to continue that mindset just to stay to myself, focus on me, focus on my son, and just keep it moving. Like, a lot of great things happen, you know, despite the year starting off bad, you know, with COVID and losing Ryan, it generally started getting better. Buying a car off the lot, you know, being a season ticket holder on the courtside seats, getting box seats to the Sixers, the Eagles game. Well, you know, being able to travel, go to Florida, do this and do that. Like, so I'm just praying, you know, once I get better, it's only going up from here. Like, you know, able to be financially stable and all that other stuff. It's just meeting new dope people. It's just a blessing. Like, I am so blessed, you guys. You don't understand. I am so happy right now. Like, I haven't been happier in so long. The only thing that right now I'm upset about is this damn cast. Because out of 31 years I've been living, I have never broken anything. I never had surgery, never had a damn cast on. So, you know, I'm not liking this. But like I said, I'm hoping and praying to God that God is on my side, that, you know, I can, you know, heal quickly. Then, because they did say that, you know, they said sorry, y'all. Y'all know my talking be crazy, but they said it is a 6-week process, but they said some other people are others. Some people heal quickly. Some people, shoot, my dad, he tore his Achilles and he healed fast. So I'm hoping to be back at work at least sometime next, by February, mid-February. So just, you guys, just keep me in prayers and just stay with me, stay faithful. You know, I got time on my hands, so I'm just doing, like, you know, investing more of my business to make more money. And here just bonding. Well, I'm trying to bond with my son, but he stayed, like I said, he pissed me off every goddamn day. I'm always yelling about him cleaning up after himself doing this. But pray for me, y'all. Being the mom of a teenager, this ain't fun. It ain't fun. I want to go back to the toddler stages. But I just want to say to y'all, I'm just share my story and just hopefully, you know, give y'all a words of encouragement of everything, and to know that despite what I'm going through, I'm staying positive. I'm happy. I got a smile on my face. I'm putting God first. I'm learning how to take accountability of my actions, learning and growing from all the stuff I've been through, and just work through it and not let anybody use that against me no more, and just letting go and letting God and just staying out the way. And that's the best life to live. So again, thank you for tuning in. It's your girl, Tina Cole. So it feels good to be back. Hopefully I will be back more, but I'm telling you now, once I get back to work, y'all won't hear from me for a while because I won't be able to sit my ass down. But God is telling me to sit my ass down now. But once I'm better, I'm telling you, I got to re-up and I won't be... y'all won't hear from me for a while. So y'all lucky y'all got me right now. But like I said, if y'all want to... y'all want to hear any other suggestions, or anyone wants to link up and talk about a different subject with me, just, you know, hit me up in my DMs on Instagram. You know, I am Miss Sweet Tea. Just hit me up, T Nicole. And then let's get something cracking just to keep the time going moving fast so I can be out this cast. So again, I love you guys. Thank you guys for your support. Remember, put God first, keep prayed up. And, you know, live your best life. Love you guys. Mwah.